a new poll by the Heartland Institute in Rasmussen finds voters have little love, and I mean little, for socialism, candidates who identify as socialists, or the repeal of the Second Amendment, among other things. The poll of 1,000 likely voters. And here's the breakdown, and this is important. Because oftentimes you see these polls, oh, this or that, and you're like, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't believe that. Then you have to dig deeper and find out, well, what was the breakdown? What was the makeup of those being polled? And so I'll tell you, so you have a pretty good handle on what's really going on. The breakdown of the poll is this: 33% Republicans, 37% Democrats, and 30% Independents. It was conducted November 13th and 14th, so just recently. And asked which is better, a free market economic system or socialism, 69% chose a free market system. 12% chose socialism. 18% said they weren't quite sure. Among Republicans polled, 87% said free market capitalism was better. I can't believe 13% of Republicans chose socialism, but so they say. 69% of independents agreed. But the poll found that only 53% of Democrats said a free market system was preferable to socialism. Only 26% of voters said they would vote for a presidential candidate who identifies as a socialist. 50% said they would not. 50% said they would not. 500 people of those asked. Among voters between the ages of 18 and 39, 42% said they would vote for a socialist president. But again, thank God it's only 42%. It hasn't become overwhelming yet. The poll found that two of the leading candidates for the Democratic nomination for president, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who have both embraced socialist policies, had unfavorable ratings of 49 and 48% respectively. Now, I mean, this is an interesting breakdown of what people think, because you hear a lot of different things, you get indications of different things, and you know what, this is... I guess it's a sign of hope, a ray of hope out there. Oh, and something else, gun control. Gun control was discussed in the poll as well. And make no mistake, whether it's Eric Swalwell or Cory Booker or any of these other fools running for the Democrat presidential nomination, I guess Swalwell's out. And nobody noticed when he got in. Nobody noticed when he got in. I guess he's out, right? Right, yeah, okay. They would think it was okay to come to your house and take your gun. And if you don't agree with that, too bad. They'll take it anyway. They'll take it anyway. Anyhow, this poll showed lukewarm support for gun control. Asked if they support, quote, legislation that would ban private ownership of assault-style weapons, and, quote, 49% said yes, 43% said no. 8% undecided. A full 2/3 did not support a repeal of the Second Amendment, which guarantees your right to keep and bear arms. It was a 95% confidence poll, which I think is, you know, I think that's pretty impressive. And some of the questions, you dig a little bit deeper. Which is better, a free market economic system or socialism? 69% chose free market, 12% socialism. Let's see here. Elizabeth Warren, 49% unfavorable and 9% not sure. It's pretty fascinating breakdown. And 66% said no to repealing the Second Amendment, but 24% said yes, 10% not sure. The fact that 1 in 4 would even consider the idea of repealing the Second Amendment as being an appropriate idea is frightening, although it's true. I mean, you meet people every day. You talk to people or hear from people every day that are opposed to the Second Amendment because they don't get it. They don't like the First Amendment much either on many days. Oh, we can't have hate speech. We can't have somebody offending somebody else. We just can't have that. Well, sure you can. And in fact, that's why it's there. In fact, it's there to protect people from offending people. It's to protect people that offend people, I should say. Because otherwise, you wouldn't need the amendment at all. Happy speech. Nobody needs protection from happy speech. You and I get along just fine. There's no reason to protect happy speech, right? That's just the way it is. Any rate, so I guess this poll, and again, it's from Heartland Institute in Rasmussen. And it's good news because socialism is rejected. Socialist candidates would be rejected. And as I look down the long list of things that Democrats are proposing in 2020, Social Security for illegal aliens, a universal income coming from taxes, of course, reparations to certain groups of the population being paid by other groups in the population, government takeover and government-run health care, complete gun control, abortion on demand up to the time of birth, allowing illegal aliens to vote, in effect creating open borders, some suggesting a 90% income tax, also suggesting a wealth tax, a death tax, a voting age be dropped to the age of 16, ending the Electoral College, and of course, packing and controlling the Supreme Court of the United States. Those things are all up front. Those things are all on the agenda of things to do for the Democrats, and this poll gives me hope that maybe those things are being rejected. If only 26% said they'd vote for a presidential candidate who identifies as socialist and half would not, well, that's good news for you and I going forward. Thankfully, good news for you and I going forward. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And don't forget to check out SteveGruber.com. I'm telling you to do it because you're going to like it. You're going to find a wide variety of articles, great stuff. And in the next couple of days, we're installing this new deal so you can reply and respond and make comments and weigh in on the articles that are there. Good stuff, right? SteveGruber.com, brought to you by The Steve Gruber Show.